SBS music station is coming.
SBS Pop Euro.
Filled with Eurovision hits non-stop.
You want more?
Tune in from the 1st of May
on DAB Radio, online,
the SBS audio app
and SBS On Demand.
You're listening to SBS News. Get vaccinated now was an instruction we heard repeatedly during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, and since then Australia's vaccination rates have been declining, so much so that last year Australia recorded its worst flu season on record with 1,738 deaths. Director of Infectious Diseases at the Mater, Professor Paul Griffin, says everyone should get a flu vaccination. He's been telling me that this year's flu vaccine includes protection against a highly contagious mutation of influenza A, which is known as subclade K or super K.
We don't want people to be unduly concerned, but we want people to be motivated enough after they hear about this to go and get vaccinated. That's the main message. There is a new flu around. It did contribute to a large number of cases last year. It's likely to do the same this year. And the best thing we can do to combat that is to get those vaccination rates right up.
And is that the real story, that our vaccination rates are just too low in Australia?
It certainly is a significant part of what we've seen in recent times. I mean, last year's flu season was record-breaking, over 500,000 cases, over 1,700 deaths. So they're very concerning figures. And part of that will be the emergence of subclade K or super K, but also a big part of that will be under vaccination. And while we can't control the flu itself, what we can control is the magnitude of disease we see as a result by increasing vaccination, as well as by trying to reduce transmission. People who are unwell should stay home, for example. And those who are vulnerable or really ill should also get tested and get antivirals. And if we get that right, no matter what the season brings, we'll see a less severe impact from it.
So what work has been done to try and turn around low vaccination rates in Australia that we've seen since the pandemic and so-called vaccine fatigue?
We've got lots of great people in this country who are doing a lot of work to try and understand why our vaccination rates are low and come up with some solutions. But it is a very complicated problem. I think what we're seeing now is it's not just access and logistics. It's probably more people's beliefs that are really driving that vaccination rate to be well below where it should be. But the main advice I would give people is that we want people to ask questions. We want people to be informed, but make sure you get your information from good sources. We see a lot of people turn to AI or social media where the information you're receiving isn't necessarily reputable. Our GPs and pharmacists do a great job of giving people advice that's customised for them and will usually, of course, recommend vaccination because it's the right thing to do. So make sure you get your information from good sources.
This year's vaccine does in fact cover super K, yeah?
We know one of the problems with subclade K or super K was that it changed enough so that our vaccine perhaps didn't give ideal coverage last year. And as we do every year, we've updated that vaccine. We've included different types of flu that should give us the best protection to what we're expecting to see. So perhaps this year is more important than ever to get your flu vaccine because it has been updated accordingly.
What's the sweet spot in terms of timing your flu vaccination?
We know that peak protection is probably out to that 4 to 6 month mark, and we know the peak of the flu season, and it does depend a bit on where you are in the country, is probably in the second half of winter. So if you get your vaccine now or in the next few weeks, you're ideally protected through when we expect the peak of the season to be. So basically once they're available is the best time to get it, and we are seeing those vaccines hit our pharmacies and GP clinics now. So I'd encourage everyone to make their way to wherever they can get it the easiest and get vaccinated.